KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we have dense fog here in Atlantic, 63 degrees. We look for anywhere from 1/2 mile to 1/4 mile visibility this morning, and mostly cloudy skies with areas of drizzle and heavy rain and thunderstorms expected later this afternoon, a high of 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. If you're heading outside today, tonight, or even tomorrow, you will need to keep your umbrella with you. The National Weather Service in Des Moines says light showers continued overnight across much of Iowa and will continue into the day today. A few strong to possibly severe thunderstorms are possible late this afternoon across southwestern to southern Iowa. Rainfall amounts should be tonight anywhere from 1 to 1.5 inches and another 1/10 to 1/4 of an inch may fall from 7 a.m. to noon on Saturday. In all, 2 to 3 inches of rain is expected from Atlantic to Denison to Fort Dodge to Mason City. The National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued a flash flood watch for portions of south central and southwest Iowa. Area counties included in the flash flood watch are Adair, Adams, Cass, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. Again, we could see anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain with some amounts higher in heavier thunderstorms. Don't forget there's also a flood watch that continues until 5 a.m. Saturday for Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, and Fremont counties, where their totals may anywhere from be at 2.5 inches to 5 inches. Well, the Cass County Sheriff's Office alerted the media late Thursday evening that a 13-year-old female missing from Anita has been found safe in Colorado. The father of Gracie, Grace Hensley, said in a social media post at around 11 p.m. Thursday that the family is grateful to the social media community, friends, law enforcement, the CAM school district, and others who either helped to search for or spread the word about the missing teen. Gracie was believed to be with 17-year-old Zach Calhoun from Georgia when she disappeared. Calhoun was wanted by Georgia authorities. The pair was supposed to be traveling in a white Ford pickup belonging to Hensley's grandmother. Calhoun's parents' vehicle was found abandoned near Anita. On Thursday, Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren said the case was not considered to be an abduction. Grace's father, Wesley Hensley, said late Thursday night that he was on his way to Denver, Colorado to bring his daughter home. He said neither he nor Grace's mother, Clarissa, had any idea their daughter would run away from home with a boy she met online. He said Wednesday morning she skipped school and went with a boy she met online from Georgia. I've never heard of this boy at all. And he said they do check her accounts, being social media accounts, from time to time. Hensley warned parents to please keep an eye on what your kids are doing online, and so the family will work with Grace to put their lives back on track. The Atlantic Police Department is warning the public of a recent scam that has entered the area. If you receive a flyer from marketresearch.com in reference to a secret shopper program at Walmart, that is a scam. This has been found to be an illegitimate business, so their correspondence should be disregarded. The scam asks people to participate in a secret shopper survey for the local Walmart store and then use the MoneyGram transfer service to send money back to the phony company. The instruction letter tries to make victims believe that the wire transfer is just part of the evaluation process. The scam promises participants $300 in compensation, which comes in the form of a phony check. Once again, if you receive that proposition from the company, please disregard it. A traffic stop in Cass County resulted in the arrest of a man from Florida. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 41-year-old Jerome Thomas Jones of Miami, Florida, was arrested for OWI first offense. Jones was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. And one person was transported to Cass County Hospital following an accident at around 7:20 p.m. Tuesday in Cass County. The sheriff's office said the accident happened on White Pole Road near 740th Street when one pickup rear-ended another. A 1998 Ford F-150 owned and driven by 37-year-old Travis James Armstrong of Cumberland was eastbound on White Pole Road when his vehicle hit the rear of a 2000 Chevy Tahoe owned and driven by 36-year-old Lisa Renee Sherwood of Guthrie Center. After the impact, Armstrong's vehicle ended up in the south ditch while Sherwood's vehicle was able to stop on the road surface. One passenger from her Tahoe was injured and transported to the Cass County Hospital by Anita Rescue. Damage to Armstrong's vehicle was estimated at $3,000, while Sherwood's Tahoe sustained about $5,000 damage. Armstrong was subsequently arrested for OWI first offense. He was also cited for open container and failure to maintain control. And police in Red Oak arrested two people on separate charges last night. 46-year-old Sonia Gail Smith of Red Oak was arrested for OWI first offense and child endangerment without injury after she was pulled over at around 10:15 p.m. for OWI. And since there was a child in the vehicle, she was charged with child endangerment. Smith was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. And at around 10 p.m. Thursday, Red Oak police arrested 40-year-old Dean William Beck of Garnavillo. Beck faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance and public intoxication. His bond was set at $1,000. Beck and Smith were both arrested in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street. In the funeral announcements, Ed Lystad, age 74 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ed Lystad will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Horace Graves, age 91 of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Horace Graves will be today at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Armella Claire Redding, age 84 of Bennington, Nebraska, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Armella Redding will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Bernard's Catholic Church in Omaha. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Gilbert Gibb Schoenbaum, age 95 of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Gibb Schoenbaum will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Dotzler, age 90 of Defiance, died September 30th. A massive Christian burial for Robert Dotzler will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. James Jim Bob Vester, age 32 of Audubon, died Tuesday in South Dakota. Funeral services for Jim Bob Vester will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Renee Lynn Oaks Fagan, age 54 of Des Moines and formerly of the Adair-Casey area, died Wednesday at Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Renee Fagan will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Eastview Community Center in Des Moines. Gene Anderson, age 60 of Harlan, died Wednesday in Omaha. A prayer service for Gene Anderson will be on Sunday at 3 o'clock at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Manly Young, age 89 of Greenfield, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Manly Young are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.